This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner. Tampa General Hospital is already billed as one of the busiest organ transplant centers in the country. Now in conjunction with the University of South Florida Health and its South Tampa Center for Advanced Medical Care, they're creating what they call a new model for advanced organ transplantation. The Institute for Advanced Organ Disease and Transplantation brings together the four organ transplant programs at TGH, heart and lungs, liver, pancreas, and kidneys, under one leader. And that's renowned transplant physician Dr. David Weil, who joins us on University Beats. Dr. Weil, how will this new institute work?
The basic concept of the institute is we take all the people that currently work in the transplant arena and put them under one umbrella. So we'll bring five centers of excellence under one roof. There'll be a center for lung disease, a center for heart disease, kidney disease, and liver disease, and also have a mechanical circulatory support center. And this will be the backbone of the institute, those clinical areas.
How is it really different from what's being currently done by TGH and USF, other than bringing it in under one person being you?
The difference is going to be in the patient experience. So patients will have better access because the programs will be coalesced under one structure. So instead of individual patients having to be cared for different areas of the hospital and by different departments within the hospital, they'll essentially be cared for by one entity, regardless of what kind of organ disease they have.
And how many transplantations are we talking about at TGH, particularly when we're talking these multi-organ transplantations?
At Tampa General Hospital, there's 450 to 500 solid organ transplants per year done here. And that makes it one of the busiest solid organ transplant centers in the country. As a matter of fact, most years it's in the top five in the nation in terms of volume. But unfortunately, the word hasn't gotten out across the country as well as we would have liked it to. And so part of what we're going to try to do is also raise the national stature of the program through innovation and research.
For those of us who are not familiar with the term solid organ, what does that define as?
Solid organ just means the four commonly transplanted organs. So that's kidney, liver, heart, and lung.
But it's not just the transplant itself. What are you going to do to improve the recovery process?
This is an important part of our model. Instead of just focusing on the transplant operation, which is a very small part of their care, we're going to actually focus on caring for people, even if they don't need a transplant, and of course, if they get a transplant for the rest of their lives afterwards. So transplantation is one of the therapies we're going to offer, but not the only one.
LifeLink Healthcare Institute, which is a physician practice focused on transplant surgery, became a part of TGH a few years back. Does the new institution affect those practitioners in any way, or have they been fully integrated into the program here?
So our colleagues that do transplantation work now at Tampa General Medical Group, used to be LifeLink, will be fully integrated into the institute. So in other words, they will not be a separate entity at all. They'll be part of this institute structure.
How many doctors and other healthcare providers are we talking about coming under this one roof?
The challenge that we have is that there are quite a few people working within the transplant structure. So if you look at the institute's employees at the end of all of this, physicians and other healthcare providers, we're talking about nearly 400 people.
And two other things that you're really trying to focus in on, and you mentioned one a little earlier, these really weave in USF Health strengths, and that's training future transplant surgeons, as well as research, clinical trials. How will these be a part of the institute?
We think the institute structure is uniquely suited to foster two important areas. One is research. We'll have, of course, patients that will participate in clinical trials, and we're actually going to have a research structure within our institute to facilitate those clinical trials. But we're also going to use the institute as a way to recruit new physicians who are interested in more basic science research to the university, and I think they'll enjoy working in this collaborative institute. The other important part of the institute, and this is very important in the transplantation field right now, is to train the next generation of physician and surgical leaders in transplantation. Our field, unfortunately, is characterized now by not having as many physicians and surgeons as we need to keep up with the demands of transplantation.
You come here from the Stanford University Medical Center, where you were the director for the Center for Advanced Lung Disease and the Heart-Lung Transplant Program. How important is it for a university like USF to have a relationship, if it doesn't have its own hospital, but a relationship with a hospital like TGH?
I think it's critically important that universities affiliate with busy hospitals. And I think transplantation is uniquely suited for the academic and private environment that TGH and USF have. So on the one hand, we have the academic mission of the Institute, which will be to innovate within our field. But we also have a structure where busy clinicians are free to do the clinical work that they do well here without encumbrance. And I think that that's what the Transplant Institute is really going to give them.
Obviously, you're just starting the job. A year from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, where do you want to see this institute?
I think this institute is headed toward being mentioned in the same breath as the Cleveland Clinic or the Mayo Clinic or UCLA, in that it's known as the place where excellent clinical care is delivered, but it also is the place where education and research within transplantation is best performed. And I think that to be truly great, it's not just about delivering patient care, although that's an important part. We also want to push the field forward, and that's a real focus of mine with this institute.
And we're about a year and a half, 2 years away from having the Morsani College of Medicine downtown in Tampa, basically going to be a water taxi away from this site. Did that kind of play any role in you wanting to come aboard here?
It played a huge role in my wanting to come here because on the one hand, you had an excellent clinical environment at Tampa General Hospital to do the kinds of things that we want to do, but also a close affiliation with the medical school because in transplantation and serious organ disease care, if you're not innovating and educating, I don't think you're doing the full mission of what we're here to do. So having an affiliation with a medical school like USF to me is critically important.
Well, Dr. David Weil, the head of Tampa General Hospital and USF Health's new Institute for Advanced Organ Disease and Transplantation, again, thank you for joining us on University Beat.
Thank you.